We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. The Champaign School Board is experiencing conflict between two board members as two members resigned, leading State Senator Chapin Rose to weigh in on the situation. Rose contacted the State Board of Education Superintendent Tony Sanders to resolve the school board's turmoil and organize a mediation. After reaching out to the district to bring in mediation, some board members did not know anything about this offer, causing confusion. At the meeting, Superintendent Sheila Boozer said she was considering mediation after the two vacant school board positions were filled through outside mediators. However, some board members explained their preference over having a regional superintendent to fill the empty spots. Champaign Police will return to two high schools this fall as student resource officers. This program was put on pause in 2021 due to 21 unfilled vacancies in the department. Since then, staffing has stabilized and the police are able to return back to schools. One officer will be heading to Central High School and the other to Centennial High School. During the three-year pause, the district hired a security team and they will now work together with the police to focus on different aspects of safety. The department said the plan is to eventually return the districts to five SROs with two covering the high schools and three for the middle schools. Downtown Champaign Wine Walk is hosting their fourth annual event this May 4th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. 14 businesses from across downtown Champaign will offer 17 samples of diverse wine. Tickets are priced at $32 per person, 21 years of age or older. Proceeds will go to the Champaign Center Partnership, a nonprofit that serves local businesses. In a few weeks, Champaign County families in need will be able to access Eastern Illinois Food Bank's Food Mobile, which is a portable food pantry that brings nutritious food to those in need. The Food Mobile will go through Southern Champaign County on May 7th and Northern Champaign County on May 10th. Any Champaign County citizen can receive food. For any updates on future food distribution sites and times, as well as specific income eligibility guidelines, visit www.eifoodbank.org. On Thursday, a proposal to eliminate junk fees, often referred to as service fees or processing fees, passed the Illinois House of Representatives. It is now currently under review by the Illinois Senate and is one step closer to being codified as law. These service fees often come up at checkout and are not included in the label price. If it becomes law, this bill is said to help consumers make more informed purchases. Enforcing violations would fall to the responsibility of the Attorney General under the Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Adeline Moy, Joy Quezada, Nick Rocho, and Alice May. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Ian and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.